Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Mark Cerise, we are back. Jim Salisbury coming up here in a minute. We have phone calls as well to follow that. Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're shopping for a diamond engagement ring of her dreams, buy from the home team. That's Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. And this is a new question we can throw up for the 4 o'clock hour. Are the Phillies a playoff team in 2021? Ike Reese.
I can say I hope they are.
You got to digest that and think about it, all right?
Yeah, yes.
Because I'm not going to let Jim Salisbury digest it. I'm going to ask him right off the bat. Jim Salisbury, longtime insider for NBC Sports Philadelphia, and his favorite food is a hoagie. What's up, Jim? How are you? What's up?
What's up, guys? I have a lot of favorite foods.
Yes, I do too. So, first of all, you're not down in Clearwater. Are you not going down at all this year, Jim?
Nope, that's not the plan. Plan is to just do it remotely, continue what we did last year because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get back to normal soon.
Yeah, we're not going down this year either, so hopefully next year is the year that we get back down to it. So how do you look at this year, Jim? Obviously, Dombrowski's done, he's come in, he's done a good job, he's improved their bullpen, maybe improved their starting rotation as well. Are they a playoff team?
Are they a playoff team?
Yeah.
On paper, I'd say no, but, you know, we've got to see how they perform. A lot of things can change when you add that variable called competition and schedule and games. Guys can get hurt, and I'm talking about all teams. I mean, there's injuries, there's depth, there's guys having great years that you didn't expect, there's guys coming out of nowhere, there's just guys excelling. So, if you know, I think they're going to be a better team because I don't think they were as bad as they showed last year. I just think that bullpen was just so dreadful. It dragged everybody down. Clearly, they missed Harper's production down the stretch when he had a bad back. So, you know, a little bit of health. And, you know, they lost 21 games last year, major league high, 21 games in which they had a lead. And that's awful. If you can just cut that down to maybe 15, mm-hmm. which is still awful in a 60-game season, but maybe, you know, you're probably in the playoffs. So, you know, they had a historically bad bullpen last year. If they just have a regularly bad bullpen, they're probably in the playoffs. So I think you hit hitting the reset button on a new season is going to help that bullpen in itself. But I like the additions. They made a quality one in Archie Bradley, and they added a bunch of quantity in that bullpen. And I really think, you know, some of it will stick and be better. So I look for the bullpen to be better. I still like their starting rotation. It was a top 10 rotation last year. People forget that. Yep. And I think they were fifth in the majors in runs per game. So the offense is pretty good. The offense is back. If they put it all together, stay healthy, division cooperates. I think the expression I would use, guys, would be, I think they can be playoff relevant, meaning, yeah, be in it. Maybe front office makes a good move in July and you get hot, and then you're maybe more than playoff relevant, maybe actually a playoff team. I just think they're going to be a lot more interesting, and I think they're going to be better than they were last year. And I hear that 81 win over-under. I'm not a gambling man, but I guess that means something to do with gambling. Mm-hmm. I would gamble on the over.
Yeah, I got them 83-85 somewhere, Jim. You know, I'm a true baseball historian, so yeah, I got them locked in for 83-85 wins this year.
You're a gambler too.
Yes, he is.
I am a gambler. You mentioned something at the end of what you were saying about when you were talking about the team and the offense being in the top five in run scoring. I don't remember much about that short season last year, Jim, but I do remember being excited about watching them hit every night because you didn't know if you were going to get an 8-run explosion, and it could happen at any point. They make it a priority to bring back Didi. They also get JT re-signed back here. That was critical, obviously, for John Middleton. I'm just wondering, because at the end of the season, I didn't think that would happen. What do you think was the impetus for him to make sure they got that took care of with those two key parts to their offense to make sure they had them on the roster this year?
Well, I think the main impetus was they were good players and really popular in terms of fitting into the clubhouse. The clubhouse wanted them back, but most of all, they were good players. It was kind of the tale of two off seasons. There was that first half of the off season. Even Bryce Harper was talking about it, where you didn't know what the hell they were going to do, whether they were going to cut back on salary. Mm-hmm. And ultimately they did not cut back on payroll. They're over $200 million again, and going to be pushing that tax. They spent a good bit of money, probably second to the Blue Jays, I think, in all of Major League Baseball and free agent commitments this winter. But, let's not kid ourselves. I think a lot of it had to do the early uncertainty was where Realmuto's price tag was going to be and was it going to be prohibitive. And I think it really helped that the market for him was a lot softer than he expected, maybe not a lot softer than a lot of us expected. But once they got a number that they were comfortable with, I think they really jumped on that. And then they realized they needed Didi back because he brings a lot of left-handed balance to that lineup. He's a productive hitter, and he's a good fit on a two-year deal as you wait for maybe this kid Bryson Stott to be the shortstop of the future. I just think there was a lot of uncertainty early about whether they were going to be in it. And then Dave Dombrowski also came on board and said, look, guys, to the ownership, this ain't a terrible team. I know you haven't been to the postseason since 2011, but it's a top-heavy roster. But, you know, at the top, what you do have is quality in Harper, in Nola, in Wheeler, in Eflin, in Hoskins, in the young third baseman who was second in the Rookie of the Year. So I think Dombrowski is a guy who's not going to sit on his hands, and he wants to win. And he also got in there and convinced them that I think you're better than you think. I think you're closer to playoff contention than you think. Let's make these expenditures, get these guys back, and even do a little bit more in the bullpen and see what happens.
Jim Salisbury, you mentioned the top three pitchers. We know who they are. Who's going to be 4 and 5, Jim? What's your best guess?
Well, I think Matt Moore is definitely going to be in there. They don't have a lefty. It'd be nice to have a lefty. He's on a guaranteed major league contract of, I know it's only $3 million. But it is a guaranteed contract. And Chase Anderson is also on a guaranteed contract of $4 million. I don't think Spencer Howard probably didn't give them enough to pencil him into the rotation as a must in the rotation because of his health and performance last year. But he's still very viable as a candidate, very viable as a guy that can be in there as the season goes on. But I would say those are going to be your 4 and 5, and then, you know, they could, you know, because of the odd nature last year and the watching innings, they could go with maybe a 6-man occasionally mixing in Spencer Howard. They could also maybe piggyback Howard and Velasquez if Velasquez is here, if he's not traded, if he's not in the bullpen. I think there's a lot of ways to go, and I think Spencer Howard will be included and be a contributor in some way, shape, or form this season. I just not particularly sure where he's going to be in the bullpen at AAA,
right,
or maybe on kind of on reserve as a sixth man, as a kind of swing man as the season opens. But he's still very much in their plans.
Big question about the big star on this team, Bryce Harper. Third season. I got a sneaky suspicion, Jim. The heat's going to get turned up a little bit on Bryce this year as to whether or not his production matches his salary. Will this be the year that Bryce Harper lives up to his contract and plays at an MVP level and is in the MVP conversation this year throughout the season?
If he's in the MVP conversation, and by that I mean in the top five, yes. I mean, they'll be a playoff team. They'll be a playoff team if he's in the top five, because he can be that explosive in an offense. And he might have been, and this is feels funny to say because it was only a 60-game season, but through maybe like the first 25 games last year, if you had to pick a top player in the National League, he might have been the guy. He was like second in the majors in slugging percentage, hitting .340. And then he had that back injury. But I think what you say is fair, and I also think it's fair to say he has had good years here.
Yes,
he maybe hasn't had that MVP year, but he's been pretty darn productive in two seasons, or whatever you want to call it, a season and a half. I mean, you know, he had an OPS of over 900 last year. He just got hurt. So if he's healthy and he's a candidate and he's finishing that top five of MVP, you're gonna have a heck of a team. But you know, I understand what you're saying, Ike. With that price tag comes real high expectations. It puts a bullseye on your back, and it makes you can't be the 15th best or 18th best player in the National League. You need to be a top 5, 6, 7 player in the National League when you have those expectations. So I think there'll be some heat on him this year, but I also think he's been pretty good so far.
I agree.
Jim, speaking of the outfield, we'll end it with this. We're a little bit worried about depth. You have Roman Quinn. You have Haseley. Scott Kingery is probably going to play some outfield. What about Odubel Herrera? And I believe you asked Rhys Hoskins about it last week, and now the guys are going to have to start answering questions about it. I mean, do you think the Phillies are planning for him to be on the team this year?
Well, I did ask Rhys. I asked Nola because he was sort of the first guy made available. He's a veteran guy. He's been around. I asked Rhys. Rhys is the union rep. And, you know, that's a position of leadership. And with that responsibility, you have to kind of take the temperature of the clubhouse. So that's why I asked him. And do I think he's going to be with the team? I don't know. I really don't know. They're going to take a look at him. Of the four candidates out there, I think he's probably the most talented guy. That said, he really hasn't played much baseball in the last 2 years. In his last year and a half of when he was active, he wasn't very good. So I don't know that you can say it's a slam dunk. He's going to have to really prove it on two levels, as a human and as a player. And both of those are, I think, steep challenges. Don't know what's going to happen. Would not rule it out. I think we'll see him in some Grapefruit League action. And then they're going to have a tough call to make. Whether they want to bring him back. And, you are running a business here. And you have to take your fans' feelings into account. It's a really difficult call, what they're going to do. You can't punish him twice. He served 85 game suspension. And, that's the agreement that Major League Baseball made with the union. The Major League Baseball, the commissioner told the union, I want to be the judge and jury in this thing. I want to have the ability to investigate these things, and I want to have the ability to punish or discipline a player. And the union, who has to sign off on everything, said, sure, we'll sign off on that, but you cannot void a contract or release a guy for anything other than baseball reasons. Commissioner agreed to it. So these are the rules we play under, and that's why he's getting a second chance because of the way the CBA reads.
All right, there he is, Jim Salisbury. Read him at NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com. You should follow him on Twitter as well. It's at Jim Salisbury, NBCS. Jim, thanks, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Jim.
You got it, guys. Great talking to you. Have a good day.
All right, there he is, Jim Salisbury.
Yeah, just know that, listen, we're obviously Bryce Harper fans, and I'm not looking to be critical of Bryce, but when you sign a $300 million contract and you have been nowhere near the player that we thought we were signing from the standpoint of an MVP caliber player, he hasn't even made an all-star team.
No, he hasn't lived up to the
right?
contract.
And this is the third year of it, so people, I would imagine, at least want to see something close to the 2016 Bryce Harper. Is that the year he won MVP? I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 2016 Bryce Harper. He may not have to hit 40-plus home runs, but you need to be at 35-plus home runs.
Well, and he's going to be able to carry the team.
Yes.
Right? Like,
and down the stretch and everything else.
And he's been really streaky, too streaky, right? Like, when he's been hot. But when he's been cold, man, he's been cold. And it's helped that he's had a better lineup around him. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned last year, the lineup was better, but – yeah, I mean, it's time to start living up to that
Listen,
contract.
You know how we are. Eventually, we're going to start looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wonder how long it takes.
Unless the team is playing well in spite of him not necessarily hitting those type of numbers, if the team is mediocre or worse and he isn't carrying the team or carrying his weight, you know that's what we're looking at first.
What if he keeps wearing Clearwater shirts and Fanatic bats?
Then whatever he does is fine.
Listen, I think I'm okay in saying we love Bryce Harper, but he was brought here to get this team in the playoffs.
Yes.
I mean, what's the point of having a player make that type of money if you're still going to – I mean, it's like what are we doing?
He was brought here
you got to do your part. Listen, the Angels don't get in the playoffs, but it ain't because of Mike Trout.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
Mike Trout is putting up the same MVP numbers every year.
No, and he wasn't brought here to be the missing piece to put him over the top. He was brought here to be the piece.
To be the piece, yes. Like the big piece.
Yes. Anyway, not the big piece.
Who's the most important piece in the lineup?
Don't tell. Yeah, but his war over the course of 5 or 6 years wasn't as high as some other people.
His war was terrible for a long time.
Yeah. Exactly. I feel a real connection now with Scott Kingery. He came into camp last year too jacked up at 200 pounds, and he's a lot leaner this year. Similar with me. I was too muscle bound when I came to WIP. I've since lost that muscle length.
He was too jacked up?
Yeah, that's the
last
story.
Last year?
Yeah, he was 200 pounds when he came in. He had too much muscle.
Let me tell you, I've only heard that as it refers to boxers, not actual ball players.
Well, it does hinder your athleticism.
But
200 pounds?
But that's
He's like 5'9".
But that's what they used to say was you don't lift weights when you're a baseball player because it ruins your swing. Now, it was stupid, but they used to say that. Then Jose Canseco came in and started doing steroids and hitting the ball all over the place.
Scott Kingery, man. Is that what it was? He was too big?
Well, now he has contacts, too, so he can see, finally.
And so it was COVID, contacts, and he had too much muscle.
That's right.
Now he's leaner this year. There were the excuses last year. What are they going to be this year? Like,
I don't know.
Could you imagine when he signed that contract, if we would have been told he's still not going to be a starter in 2020, we would have been like, what?
What was that, 3 years ago?
Yes. Klentak contract. Listen, I was high on him. I thought he was going to be kind of the next guy, but he has not done it yet.
Supposed to be Chase Utley.
Man.
Well, it's hard to have the second highest WAR in baseball for 9 years.
He just, like, it's always been something. He gets injured. He has COVID. He never can get it rolling. So, whatever. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone.
Starting center fielder.
It might be. I mean, how bad is the combination of Haseley and Roman Quinn? How bad does that suck, Jack?
Oh, it sucks.
It's terrible.
Well, and like the Roman Quinn's a dreadful defensive player, and Adam Haseley can't get anywhere. So like it's just
Adam Haseley is a fourth outfielder that should be playing a corner outfielder. Well, he's a former first round pick.
Yeah, at least they took him eighth overall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he's like he's a backup corner outfielder. McCutchen can't play center anymore. Oh. He's a left fielder. And then what happens? McCutchen can't play 150 games. Oh. He can play 5 days a week. That's how much he should be playing, right?
And that's why Bamboo Brad's here.
Oh, that's right, Brad Miller.
That's right, I forgot about Bamboo
You guys
Brad.
Clearly forgot about Bamboo Brad.
I did, yeah. Well,
it'd be nice if Kingery mixed in a couple of decent starts in the outfield, too. All right, let's get to Mad Mike, because we were talking about Howie Roseman.
Topic.
Yes, Mad Mike clearly believes that Howie Roseman can turn this around, has a lot of confidence in it. Mad Mike, how are you?
Finally, we could stop talking about a stupid sport and getting talking about a real sport. But
I don't think Howie Roseman could turn around anything. Like, I think this guy is just a waste of space. And like, that one nerd caller, that one guy really nailed it. It's definitely Howie Roseman calling in to defend himself.
So no credit for the Super Bowl,
no,
Mike?
No, none. Absolutely none. Because he took a team that was already, like, there. Most of those players were from the past regime.
Nope.
And then he got lightning in a bottle lucky with free agents, and that's it, because he tanked the draft going into that Super Bowl, completely tanked it. And Derek Barnett's a bust anyway. Like that guy stinks, like stinks out loud. Like,
all right, so was Carson Wentz a big contributor to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but he didn't even
how about LeGarrette Blount? How about LeGarrette Blount?
So
how about Alshon?
You're talking about guys that they picked up. They're not talking about guys that they drafted. It's easy to identify players who are already in the league contributing
How about Brandon Brooks, who he signed? Right. Like, see, you're not being objective and fair about this, Mike.
John,
hang on. Like, his drafting hasn't been good. In 2017, he didn't even get a worthwhile pick out of anybody. But the other things that I'm saying do count. You can't use that and say Howie Roseman sucks, and then those things don't count.
They don't count because, honestly, I can look in the league and say, oh, that guy's a good player. I should give him a lot of money to come here. Big freaking deal. That doesn't make me a GM. Go out, do the work, and actually find players who are in college and bring them in on cheap contracts. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. And then people are just like, oh, well, Howie brought in a free agent. Big freaking deal. I don't care.
Well, being how many free agents he's missed recently, we should give him credit when he hit on some, right?
No, because, like, he just stinks out loud at everything. Like, the guy is a weasel. The only thing he's good at is floating propaganda and protecting his job. Congratulations, you're a weasel.
All right, there you have it. Mike. Can't say I'm surprised there with that call. Mad Mike.
Daily evaluation of her.
Yes.
From Mike.
Hey, we really can't give him credit for the moves that he made in 2017.
Yes, we can.
Right? Like,
yes, and he deserves credit. I mean, he was executive of the year. And I think two things can be right. He had a great year that year. He had a great year that year, but you're going to be hard pressed to find other years where you can say, you know what, he did an outstanding job there putting the roster together. You may say he picked a player, he got that player right, or he got that player right, but how many drafts can you say he came away with 3-4, you know, players, starters, key contributors, guys that have been here for a while? I think even he would tell you that he would have liked to hit on a lot more draft picks. It's how he's going to have to go out, and with the draft capital he has this year, and with the free agent, with the cap space he's going to have after this year coming up, he has really no excuse to not have this team back in at a minimum division contention, right? You should be able to win the NFC East. Unless Washington ends up with Russell Wilson or somebody.
Right.
Yeah, they got a nice roster, but they don't have a quarterback. The Giants don't have a quarterback. Dallas, do they have a quarterback or don't they have a quarterback? Like the Eagles, do you have your quarterback right now? That's the other thing we don't necessarily know yet. Do the Eagles believe they have their quarterback? We just don't know.
Guess we're going to find out in
May. Are, yeah.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We'll get back into that conversation. Also coming up on the other side, you know, we had KOC, Kevin O'Connor, on yesterday talking about the Lowry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's heating up, man. Lowry going to the 76ers is really heating up.
And we got a big game tonight.
Big game tonight.
Luka the Don's in town?
How about that?
I don't have tickets.
Last I saw Luka, he was hitting a buzzer beater, a three-pointer against the Celtics. So that's happening. Are the Sixers going to bring Kyle Lowry home? We'll give you all the details and everything that's going on. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. That's right, Dr. Paul Glatt, he is the expert in the industry when it comes to, well, a lot of things, but in particular, hair restoration. And Dr. Glatt and his team, so you're not around for as long as Dr. Glatt and have over 20-plus years of experience in hair restoration unless you know what you're doing. It's the most experience in the Philadelphia area. So if you thought about hair restoration before and you've probably seen commercials on TV, maybe you've heard me talking about Dr. Glatt. I even did a commercial for Dr. Glatt. It is legitimate. I mean, if you're looking to get your hair back and you're looking to do it instead of the sprays and the creams and the foams or even oral medication, that doesn't work because I tried some of those things. I can tell you what worked. Dr. Glatt's hair restoration procedure. Your hair will be full and thicker. My hair is fuller and thicker. You'd never know I had the procedure done. And again, Dr. Glatt and his team have over 20 years of experience in hair restoration. So if this is something you've considered, give Dr. Glatt a call today. Speak to his hair team at 610-980-4000. If you want to see my before and after pictures, drglatt.com, drglat.com. And I always offer this to all of the listeners. If you want to reach out to me via email, DM me on social media. If you have any questions that I'm not answering during these reads here, reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. I can even connect you to my guy Anthony over at Dr. Glatt. 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com.
Oh, 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 all right. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.